Yeah, it's exciting, really exciting. You know, I'm obviously really passionate about architecture and building and construction. And this is just a fantastic facility. You know, it's over £10 million worth of investment, and it's going to change the lives of thousands and thousands of young people who come through the door. It's a great day.
And what did it feel like when they first asked you to come and open the centre, really?
It was a no-brainer for me, to be honest. You know, to inspire the next generation to get passionate with the construction industry is everything for me. I mean, it really is. It's absolutely everything. And tech colleges are a great way of doing that. Not every kid wants to go to university. You know, not every kid wants to be academic. You know, yes, they want to gain qualifications and be certified in things, but they want to be vocational. They want to be hands-on. They want to make. They want to craft stuff and build stuff. And you walk around this facility today, and I just find it really inspiring. I wish I had this 20-odd years ago when I went to my building and construction college, because it was nothing like this. It's an amazing facility, and I think it's going to change the lives of so many people going forward.
So you're quite jealous?
I'm super jealous, really. Honestly, I really am. You know, no disrespect to my previous college, because it's gone from strength to strength today, but you know, back in my day, it was literally a classroom with a few desks in. Now you've got workshops, studios, technology labs, you know, mechanical labs, and so many different things happening under one roof. I find it really inspiring. I wish I could be hands-on and go back 20-odd years and be retaught again, to be honest.
Okay, so talking of the students, briefly, how do you think they're going to benefit from having this centre here?
You can't put a value on it. You really can't put a value on it. You know, without sounding arrogant, you look what I've achieved in my career, and I did it from a classroom with a few desks. You think what these guys can achieve in their future with the grounding and foundation that they've been given in this building is mind-boggling, really. It genuinely is life-changing stuff, and I take my hat off, you know, to the Board of Governors, to everyone involved in the building, everyone who's had this building constructed. It's not easy getting things built these days. You know, it's difficult, and they've done it, and it's fantastic, and it's going to change the lives, as I say, of thousands, tens of thousands of young people coming through this building. The future is really exciting.
Why do you think it's so important that young people nowadays get given the opportunity for apprenticeships and BTECs?
I think it's been important forever. You know, education and teaching and passing knowledge on to the next generation genuinely is everything. And for me to see technical colleges opening like this and getting the industry involved, you know, getting tradespeople involved, people who have got 20, 30, 40 years of building and construction knowledge are coming into this facility and passing on those knowledge skills to the younger generation. And that is phenomenal. You genuinely can't put a value on that. And I think this building today is just the beginning of a very exciting future for lots of people.
Definitely. All right, thanks, George. Lastly, you mentioned in your speech that you think education is really important and pretty much the core of things today. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fairly disillusioned, to be honest, by the academic system over the last 30 years. I think we've pushed too many people into universities. I'm not against that entirely. Obviously, you know, filling our universities is a great thing, and there's some fantastic work done at universities. Not everybody in Britain is academic. People want to be hands-on. They want to build. They want to craft. They want to get involved in engineering and the making of things. There's no point in having, you know, genius academics and very clever people around drawing and engineering fantastic things if we can't build them properly. You know, we have to do both. And that's why, for me, passing the knowledge skills that we've got on to the next generation and inspiring people to be excited about bricklaying and plumbing and plastering and then starting to innovate to a higher level in how we design homes and buildings in Britain, there's everything. And the current government have even said, you know, we have to build. We do have to build when it comes to infrastructure, schools, hospitals, housing. You know, we're not building anywhere near the number of houses that we need to build, and we're not building them at the level that we should be. You know, we're not innovating at the level that we should be. So tech colleges which provide the real grounding and foundation stone for us to build Britain in a better way.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to be involved with the college more in the future?
I'd like to be involved in all colleges. You know, obviously my time's limited. It's been fantastic that I've had the time to come here today. I'm a huge fan of tech colleges. I kind of see myself as an unofficial ambassador of them, really, to be honest with you, because I want to see more and more of them being built in Britain, really. And it's not just about kids who are 16, 17, 18 years old. Some tech colleges are opening their doors to kids who are 14 years old to come in and actually start do GCSE modules in tech colleges. I wanted to be an architect from the age of 12. I would have given anything to have had the chance to have had access to a tech college when I was 14. I had to wait until I was 16, and I was so impatient, I wanted to do it earlier, really. So yeah, I think these are fantastic facilities, great buildings, and I think we'll be able to inspire kids at a younger age than 16 to be involved in the UK construction industry is brilliant.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, George Clark.
Pleasure, thanks.
Cool.
Good. Thank you very much.
Two seconds.
I hope it works.
Thank you. I think I have to whisk George away now.
Yeah, very nice to meet you.
Can I just grab a picture quickly, or did you get one?
I did. I got one.
Oh, you did? Yeah, should we get one? Do you want to take my thing? Because that's probably easier, I'm thinking.
Okay, thanks very much. Nice to see you.
Cool. Thanks, George. Sorry, that was a bit long.
No, don't worry.
Yeah.
I know it's difficult to keep it short.